For Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, strengthening the relationship between the United Nations and regional organizations is the way to face what he characterized as the shifting security landscape. Mr. Ban listed examples from Africa, where the UN is supporting operations spearheaded by the African Union and ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States. He said these joint efforts have helped diffuse tensions and resolve electoral crises in places such as Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Kenya.
Leaders must recognize that peace will spare humanitarian tragedies and spur economic development. We should place high expectations on the countries concerned and help them realize lasting stability.
China is one of the five countries that are permanent members of the Security Council. Ambassador Liu Zheyi spoke of his country's desire to contribute to global stability.
China attaches great importance to the important role played by regional and sub-regional organizations in preventing and settling conflict and in facilitating post-conflict reconstruction, as well as responding to non-traditional security threats. China is ready to join hands with the international community to strengthen cooperation between the United Nations and regional and sub-regional organizations to promote international peace and security and to create a more secure and brighter future for all.
The United Nations has dramatically enhanced its partnerships with organizations worldwide, in the words of the Secretary General. It's something he envisions will continue as the UN deploys into fragile environments.
The United Nations and regional organizations strive for a common approach to today's challenges. Our views may diverge at times, but as long as we are committed to peace, security, and human rights, we will stay on course to a more secure future.
Officials from the African Union and the European Union are participating in the meeting alongside representatives from more than 40 countries. Diane Penn, United Nations.